Love and light. Thanks for tuning in with Goddess Hadiya. I hope everyone is doing well. Today's topic is talking about mindfulness, principles of mindful parenting. Parenting can be one of the most stressful, demanding, and challenging jobs. I could relate because I'm a mother of four. It is also the most rewarding and transformational experiences. Yes, that is also true. Parenting can be described as a subjective activity influenced by several internal and external factors, past habits, conditioning, behaviors often determine our parenting patterns. And this is so true. When I look at how I had parents, my children, they grown now. But when I look back, for my first three children, I kind of follow some of my mom's parenting patterns. But then I learned I was doing it all wrong. What she was doing was wrong, and I began to change. So there was a difference when I had my fourth child in my parenting patterns. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. Even my older children noticed the difference in my parenting. One of the biggest stumbling blocks for most parents is setting high expectations for the children. Mindful parenting helps you clearly understand your child without your own fears, your expectations, or your insecurities, which colors your behaviors. A lot of parenting behaviors revolve around molding external behaviors to fit the accepted parent-child expectation. This form of parenting is not good. Parents typically raise children who are eager to please other people, as opposed to raising healthy, happy, confident, independent children. It's important to examine reactive parenting and replace it with mindful, loving, engaged parenting. A lot of parents react instead of responding. A lot of parents react because they're angry. They don't even be about what the child really did. Your child do something and you get angry. So you hit the child. Not because the child did something that you don't like. You really hit the child because you're angry. Because if you really look at it, if you didn't react, if you wasn't reactive, you probably wouldn't even discipline your child with physical aggression. So it's important for parents to develop self-discipline before disciplining their child. Being self-aware and loving helps you connect with your child in a calm, composed, connected manner instead of habitual reactivity. Being reactive. Johnny calls so-and-so a bitch. Instead of taking some time back, taking some deep breaths, and respond to the child in a calm manner, we yell and then we turn around and curse the child out for cussing. But then we get mad at the child for cussing, but the child learned how to cuss from us. It's important to learn to examine your own motive, your own beliefs, so that you can regulate your behaviors towards your child. Continue to engage in reactive parenting. This pattern of behavior is passed down to your children, who will be inclined to practice similar parenting patterns, and it's just going to be generation after generation until someone decides to break that cycle. It's very important to understand parents are transformed by their child as much as their children and child are transformed by them. And I can agree with that. My mom has said to me when I had my last child, she's the one that's going to keep you on your toes. And when I say I grew a lot, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, after having my fourth child. But this is part one of being practicing mindfulness as a parent. Our children are future. And a lot of children are responding to whatever they go through in life with physical aggression. And I'm talking about from preschool age. Get angry and they're ready to hurt the next person. Because who they learn that stuff from? Gotta go. Love and light, thanks for tuning in to Goddess Idea on this Monday night. We want to continue on with mindfulness. So there are many reasons why we are unable to sit still for at least 3 to 5 minutes. Our minds are so used to excessive stimulation, and we are always in the need to be entertained all the time. All the years of stressful experiences and having to deal with drama after drama after drama have programmed our minds to be in a state of constant excitability. Modern day mindfulness integrates the wisdom of ancient teachings with modern insights in order to gain a better understanding of the inner self without the dogma of religion. And these notes I took from the training that I'm taking. Being unaware of eating leads to absent-minded eating or eating out of boredom. Mindful eating helps us to eat when we experience physical hunger. Mindful eating is a good way to bring your attention to the present moment. Mindful eating discourages the process of thinking of other things while eating. And I know you, a lot of people, including myself, have been eating food. And we just eating, not even realize what we're eating, not thinking about the food, how it makes us feel, because we're so busy thinking about something that happened yesterday, 3 weeks ago, 5 years ago, or we're thinking about the future. But we're never sitting there enjoying the food mindfully while we eat, being mindful of us eating. Exercise, mindful eating, a fruit. Okay, so get you a fruit. This is an activity, practicing mindful eating. So you're going to pick up the fruit, hold it, feel its size in your hand, observe the appearance of the fruit, including its color, the shape of the fruit, the size of the fruit, feel the fruits, the texture of the fruit, bring the fruit close to your nose, inhale the fragrance of the fruit. What does it smell like? The fruit aromas. Observe any reactions you get in your stomach or you smell with your nose. That's mindful eating. So you're being mindful of what you're eating right now. You're paying attention to the fruit that you're eating in that particular moment. Bring the fruit to your lips and notice how you position it before it touches your lip. Your mouth may secrete saliva. So mindful eating is an important awareness exercise that can be practiced every day in your life. It helps you ground your thoughts to present moment sensations. Mindful eating helps establish a positive relationship with the food that you are eating. Mindful eating is a good practice for people who have eating disorders, which are due to emotional reasons rather than physical. So people who have bulimia and anorexia, those are eating disorders. And they're saying that the eating disorder is not physical, it's related to emotional. So something's going on with that person. Most people tend to eat in a hurry, while completing their work or commuting to the office, like grabbing a bagel and a cup of coffee from the store and walking while you're eating or driving while you're eating. So you're not being mindful if you're eating at that time. So eating disorders arise from distorted relationship with food and undesirable eating patterns. Mindful eating can help reduce negative patterns, eating patterns with positive ones. Mindful eating also helps us exercise conscious choices over what we should eat, not eat. Mindful eating is an integral component of MBSR, which stands for Mindful Based Stress Reduction. And stress eating is usually associated with habitual eating patterns without control. But some people eat when they get upset or when they hurt. especially in relationships. When a girl is hurt by the guy, she gonna get a bucket of ice cream and cookies and just want to eat. That's emotional eating right there. Mindful eating helps you become aware of internal, excuse me, external and external clues that compel you to eat. So here's some examples of external factors of why you eating. You eat because someone else is eating. Eating because the television is switched on. Eating because you have nothing to do and it's raining. Eating because there are snacks in your refrigerator. So it's not bad to eat while you're doing these activities. The difference is that you make a conscious distinction before. Excuse me, my handwriting is horrible. You make a conscious decision before any out of cues. So you're not really, you in those situations, you're just eating just because. So with mindful eating, you begin to trust yourself with the choices and decisions that you are making for yourself. Binge eating and other eating disorders are related, often create a sense of mistrust in your ability to control portions or say no when you want to. And a lot of people overeat. You're really supposed to eat small portions of food 3 to 4 times a day. But I have seen people get a plate of food and just pile that food on that plate and then go back for some seconds. That's not mindful eating. That's definitely not helpful eating. That's not healthy eating. So your mindful eating helps you control your cravings. Cravings are deeply related to thoughts. An example would be most experience craving when we are when we are stressed. This is because in the fight flight state, the body requires energy in the form of food to keep up the heart rate and rapid breathing. Ooh, my handwriting is horrible when we taking notes. Not only do we experience food cravings, it is there is usually some fatty fats and sugary that provide no health to the body whatsoever. No energy. So, but if we learn to pause and become aware of the moment, you create space around the feeling and introduce choices into that space. So mindful eating helps interrupt the craving impulses and keeps you in the present moment. I had stopped the traditional way of eating. Breakfast, lunch, snack, dinner, and maybe another snack. That's how we were taught to eat, and that's what I did with my kids. And we ate like that, but as I got older and started this spiritual journey, I'm just learning a lot of different things. I eat when I'm hungry. And I eat on, I think my plate is like a 6-inch plate, a small plate, and I get the correct portion size, but I do eat like every 4 to 5 hours. And that's how you're supposed to eat. But, you know, until we learn that, we're going to do what we've been doing. So, mindful eating reprograms our relationship with the food by empowering us to make conscious choices. With this enhanced awareness, we are able to make conscious choices regarding the following. When we should stop eating, when we feel hungry, and when we are not hungry. Detox your body, mind. Is important. Why? It's important because it has health benefits physically and mentally. And here is an affirmation you can say: I can and I will transform my body and my life. I can and I will transform my body and my life. So the health benefits physically and mentally are improved digestive health, better quality sleep, you boost the energy, greater mental clarity, healthy weight loss, improved moods, healthier skin, reduce your risk of chronic disease. Reduces stress level. Rid the body of any excess waste. Excess waste. Stronger immune system. Better breath, y'all. Better breath. And that is it for now. So just think about doing a detox. I've been saying I want to do a detox, but I didn't know how to go about doing it, and I just didn't want to jump into it. I want to learn first before I do it, because I really think my body needs to be cleansed up. I think I got a lot of mucus in my body. I think I have, a lot of inflammation, and I was eating healthy at one time, and guess what, y'all? I stopped and fell off, and that's when these things started happening to me. You know, I always had allergy, but when I started eating better, my allergies, they had decreased. The post-nasal drip wasn't as bad as it is now. Like, I'm coughing, like, every single day because that stuff is trickling back down the back of my throat, and now it's sitting in my throat, which is just going to give me more problems. So, yeah, and I feel that eating healthy is very, very important, so I got to get back on track. So, now I just learned something new. Incorporating mindfulness into my daily life, because I'm an overthinker. So I have to learn to control my thoughts and be in the present moment, not think about something that happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or went out to a child, or reliving the past. So this mindful training is very beneficial, and this is why I decided to do this podcast and share the importance of mindfulness, the benefits of it, and things that's going wrong in our life because we're not practicing mindfulness. But yes, I'm doing a training. This is where the information came from. Thanks for tuning in with me. Have a great night.